Hi, I'm your host, Chris Graham, and welcome to the Become Limitless podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Become Limitless podcast. This week's episode, I want to talk about not having enough time in your day. Have you ever had that feeling that you just didn't have enough time today, didn't get all the things you wanted to get done? Or in the same token that you wasted a lot of the day, you feel like I just didn't get the most out of that day. Well, this episode I'm going to we're going to create some triggers, we're going to create some habits that are going to allow you to get the most out of your day, to really snap you back into the way you want to do things, the way you want to get things done, the way you want a day to go, so you feel like you didn't waste it as much. You feel like you got a lot out of the day. And so in this episode, to do that, we're going to go over what do we have to do when it comes to time? What do we need to do to get the most out of our day? I'm going to detail a bit of a daily routine for myself, like a breakdown of what I like to do. Is this a problem that you run into? Do you struggle with the day? We're also going to cover that we can really do anything we want to do. We can really get at something that we want to do, anything we want to do. We have heaps of time in the day in realist when we realize how much time we waste on things we shouldn't be doing. So we take a stock take. And then we'll summarize the episode. And hopefully you'll get a really good idea of what you can do, what you can take, what action steps you can take, and then really live a limitless life. So let's get straight into it. So can you imagine what you could get done if you weren't wasting any time, like you weren't doing things that weren't productive? You were completely 100% focused on tasks that you wanted to get achieved and what that day would look like, how crazy productive you would have been, how much you get done. And then just imagine it right now. Just sit there and close your eyes. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. If you listen to this, whatever you're doing, when you get a chance to, close your eyes. Imagine it. What does it feel like? What does it look like when you're able to just smash out a day? You get everything you want to get done. How great does it feel? How close are that steps? Did you take a small step? You took a small step towards what you wanted to achieve. So I gave you a little bit of a strategy there. We'll go over that later on in the episode. But just imagine what you could do, what you could achieve if you just powered through every day. And the first thing I want to talk about in regards to that is, how often do you tell yourself that you need a break? Like you're doing something. Say, I'm working on my online store, or I'm working on this podcast and I feel like I need a break. Then I tell myself, why do I need a break? What am I achieving by having this break? What am I achieving? And it's one of these lovely little things that brain likes to do, because it becomes an unpleasant feeling when we start to do these things because we're not used to it. We're using a lot of energy and your body wants to obviously revert back to, hang on a second, we're doing too much work here. We need a break. We need a rest. But we can keep going. We can definitely keep going. We can definitely keep smashing this life out. We can definitely keep smashing out whatever task we're doing right now. But our brain wants us to stop. It's that unpleasant sensation, unpleasant feeling. What happens when we start to learn, we start to change things in our brain, the way we're wired, the programs that are installed. We start to change all those things. It becomes an unpleasant feeling. And then we think, I need a break. I really need to have a rest here because it's unpleasant. It's not feeling good. I need to do something. What do I need to do to fix that? Let's take a break. Go relax. Go sit on your phone. How many times? Oh, I'm hopeless. And that's going to be something else we talk about here too. So let's do this. Let's get into it. Let's set up some triggers. Let's set up some habits. Let's set up some little awareness creators. Let's call them creators. And let's start using certain things that we would normally be used by in our life to really push through, become limitless, to really get the most out of our days. So let's do it. The best time, I find, and the best thing to do is to plan your day out, to try and have a rough idea of how you want your day to run, how you want your day to go, what do you want it to look like. So for today, I woke up at 4 o'clock, I start recording these podcasts. Being able to do that sets the day up really well. That allows me to, I'm either up early, creating new products, getting new products in from my online store, uploading them, trying to sell them on the online store, or I am running this podcast, doing these episodes, writing out, you know, episode notes, recording, editing, uploading, scheduling, whatever it is for the morning that I need to do at 4 o'clock. Lately, I've been lazy trying not getting up, and I wondered why that was. And I was like, well, you've got to make the effort to plan the night before. Plan it. Have an idea of what you want your idea your day to look like. What do you want to achieve in that day? And then you can get it smashed out. So for me today, I've got to work today. I've got to wake up early, get this podcast recorded, go do my exercise that I need to get done, get ready for when the kids wake up, start getting them some breakfast before I go to work, get myself sorted, get my food sorted for work. Obviously, it's not that much food anymore. I have my breakfast to take with me. I have my early morning tea / lunchy food, then lunch, and then I don't eat again until morning the next morning. So it's really powerful being able to plan yourself in that regards, to have those things automated. You want it automated so that you're doing those things without having to think about it. You can use your brain to think of other things while you're automatically doing these things that you need to do. Now, write out a plan if you need to. For myself, all I do is I go over what I need to do the next day in my head as like a meditative or whatever you want to do, a visualization exercise the night before. You might need to write down a plan. I also journal too, so there's a lot of information I get out onto the page from the day I've just done. So I'll do it at night, I'll journal it. And that really is allowing me to review how I was throughout the day. So at night, it's very powerful that I review the day before and I plan the day ahead so I know where I want to go, where I want to be, what did I not achieve today while I'm doing this planning, and what do I need to do tomorrow to get to where I want to go, to be the person I want to be, to take the actions, the steps we want to take, the thoughts, have the thoughts we want to have, and how we want to feel throughout the day, what do we want to achieve throughout the day. As I said before, celebrate those little wins when you do get something done. Like I'm doing this podcast, I'm recording this podcast. When I get it done, I'm going to have a little bit of a celebration just inside myself, just inside. And I'm going to feel really good about it. Like I did it. I got it done. I smashed it out. That's one step off. I'm one tick off. I got it up at 4 o'clock. That's another one. Tick it off the box. Tick it off. Okay. Yep. I got it done. To-do lists are good. I have as well things I don't want to do. And that's a really good thing that's going to lead us into the next little part of this episode is let's set up triggers. Let's set up things that are going to trigger us to do what we want to do throughout the day. They're going to remind us to become aware, become conscious. Just get out of that subconscious routine of going on your phone, watching the TV, just eating for no reason. All these things that allow you to really power through the day and get what you want to get out of your life. So that's a trigger right there. One of those triggers is, let's make awareness. Let's create awareness around this. Whenever I do something I don't want to do, a to-don't list. Something that you don't want to do. Spend too much time on your phone. Eat too much food. Sit around too much. Watch TV too much. Watch TV at all, whatever the case may be. That's the things you want to write down as well. Just as much as what I want to do, what don't I want to do? What do I want to avoid? What do I want to achieve in this day? And what do I have to avoid to achieve this? If I'm spending 5 hours on my phone, that's really limited how much I have, time I have to get other things done. And when we set up these triggers like that, you start to really create powerful mechanisms that are helping you to really achieve what you can achieve throughout the day. I also now quickly, while I think of it, want you to take a stock take of your day. I want you to go through your general normal day. I want you to go, okay, from wake up until wake up. So you're going to take stock take of sleep as well. So when you wake up in the morning, last 24 hours you've done, whatever, wherever you are in the world, whatever you've done, last 24 hours as of listening to this podcast, start to take a stock take. And what I want you to do is stop this recording, stop watching this YouTube video, whatever you're doing, and write down exactly what you did, as much as you can recall, the last 24 hours. What did you actually get done? Where did you break it down? What time did you spend where? And then we're going to, when you've done that, go over what happened. What are we doing? Did we waste a lot of time? And let's do it. Like, let's go over. What do we do? What do we spend a lot of time on? For myself, I spent way too much time on phone. I spent a lot of time with the kids, which is what I want to do. So once you've taken that stock take of your day, and it's normally a typical day, try to capture a typical day as well. If you, the last 24 hours, you were crazy productive, and that's not normally what you do. I want you to capture a day where you're not so productive, and what is a typical day for you? What are typical in regards to how much you get done? And where you want to change and make yourself better. So now that we're making that, taking that stock take, we can start to find and start to break down, what do we do want to do more? What do we want to do less? What do we want to avoid? We can create those lists we're talking about before, those triggers on that list. And then once we've done that, those triggers can be then, we can find ways to, okay, how do I avoid this? What can I do? What can I set up in my brain to trigger myself to think, whenever I start to do that, stop. Snap back in, create that awareness, create that the consciousness out of the subconscious, out of the program that we've set up, and then into what we want to be achieving. And what do we want to do? What things can we click ourselves into, set ourselves up with? How can we really achieve those things? How do I now start to move away from being on my phone too much and start learning another language? Start working on my online business, start spending time with the kids, reading to the kids, start spending time with my wife, talk to my wife, let's talk about things, how we want to be, how we want to grow, how we want to become, whatever we want to become in our relationship. How do we want that to evolve? And then we start to do these things. We start to trade time in front of the TV, avoiding the things we want to avoid, trading that time for the stuff we want to do. We start to create trades. We start to find triggered. I'm triggering myself to go, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Trade that for something that I want to do. Then we can do that. Then we start to create this amazing dynamic where we are always starting to go, okay, no, I'm doing the things I want to do. I'm not just mindlessly scrolling on my phone. I'm not mindlessly watching TV. I'm not ignoring my kids completely. I'm not just sitting here doing too much of something as well. Like for my online business, I could easily spend too much time on that and just not have time with my kids during the day. So I'll trade that out. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to set how much I want to get done. That's that plan. I want to have 10 items listed. I want to have 20 items listed. I want to do so many descriptions. I want to do X, Y, Z in this business. I want to set up so many things on Pinterest. I want to do whatever I'm doing. I'm going to set a number. When I hit that, I'm done. I'm going to play with the kids. I'm going to go spend time with the kids because that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. What about work? What am I doing? What do I want to achieve? How do I want to act? How do I want to be around my work colleagues? Do I want to put 100% effort in? Do I want to show up? Do I want to like teach? What am I doing at work? How can I help as much as I possibly can? How do I want to be? What is the person I want to be up? What do I want to show up as? Who do I want to show up as? And when you can do that, then you can become limitless. You just don't have a limit. So now we've set those triggers up, we can really start to trade the things we want to avoid for the things we want to do. Okay, the next thing we can do is start to use something instead of it using us. And that's your phone. It's amazing. It's an amazing bit of technology. And the problem is that it uses us. And it does. It uses me, some shocker. And the more I say it, the more it makes me feel frustrated and anger towards it. And it makes me want to change. So the more you say it the way it is, it's using you. That Facebook, Instagram, social media, YouTube, those things are using you unless you use them back first. Like, so you could be wasting your time on YouTube just mindlessly watching video after video, or you could be using it to as a tool to learn, because it's a great tool to learn. And that's just your first example of where you can use something or it can use you. Facebook, it's an amazing tool for businesses, for interaction, but it could also be, just like Instagram, a mindless zombie tool where you just scroll, just looking at things. Don't let the phone and the apps and everything on it, like video games on it, use you. Don't let it use you. You use it. And the first step I want you to take is start setting alarms. Start setting alarms to remind you of things. Whether it just be an affirmation, whether it be, oh, what do you want to achieve today? Just a reminder to say, hey, just remember, this is your to-do list. You can even get apps that will give you that. You set up a to-do list, a to-don't list, don't do these things, avoid these things, do these things, and have it remind you every hour, 2 hours. How powerful is that? Then when you think your trigger didn't work, or whatever the case may be, you might be scrolling, and then all of a sudden your phone goes ding, and you go, oh, I want to avoid doing this. What do I want to trade for that? How do I want to trade out those things? I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do this now. What's a step I could take? Once we set those reminders, and then we look at the next thing we want to do, is take small steps. It's amazing what small steps can do. And it's crazy that people think you have to take these crazy, massive, big action steps. And I know a lot of these people out here say, take big action steps, take massive action. Well, it's not even necessary. You might not even know what that big action step is. Your step for the day, your small step for the day for whatever you're talking about, might be the smallest, most insignificant step, but it's a step in the right direction. And you've taken it. And celebrate that. And then let your phone do some more reminding. Remind you to do this, remind you to do that. Take a picture of what you want to achieve, how you want your life to achieve. I know I've got a little vision. I've got my vision board up here. I've got a picture of that. And it's just a visual reminder. As my background, instead of my kid, I've got my kids as my locked screen background, so I can look at them when it's locked. But my unlocked screen background is just a statement of where I want to be, how much money I want to make, what I want to do, how do I want to help people and share this podcast in the world, help people become limitless, and I want to make money doing it. I want to make lots of money to do it. And the more money I can do it, the more money I can spend on this podcast, the more money I can push, the more this podcast can be pushed out to the world. And it's really important that I remind myself of this daily, so I know I'm going to get up and do the things I need to do. Have the cold baths, the things that are not nice. Have the cold showers, exercise, keep myself physically fit, keep myself mentally fit, do my Rubik's Cube. I do that a lot to keep my brain sharp. It's getting to the stage where that's just not a challenge anymore. I need to find another challenge. I believe that my next step for me is, like, I want to learn another language. So I'm going to find some time. And I've got a lot on, but I still find time. I can still get it done. I still see my days as there's time where I can just be doing more. And I feel like, yeah, you're going to burn yourself out, but if you're doing things you want to do, things you love, you're not going to burn. It's not burning out. You're not. If you're doing things you don't like, you will burn out. I can tell you that quickly. I've done that too. But if it's things you love and things you're passionate about, you don't burn out because you love doing them. You're enjoying it. The time is fun. So just remember that. This is a little bit of a summary now. What I want you to do is take a stock take of your day, the 24 hours previous or a day, that typical day for you. Work out what you did too much of, what you want to be better at, what you want to spend more time doing. Then create your to-do and to-don't lists. So what you want to avoid and what you want to find and what you want to do. And then create triggers from these to teach you or to trigger you to go, okay, I want to trade spending too much time on my phone. I want to trade watching TV, I want to trade YouTube, I want to trade Instagram scrolling for something on my to-do list, something I want to do, spend more time with the kids, work on that online business, work on that business full stop, work on exercise, fitness, whatever it is. Trade the time, trade it, right then and there. Use your phone, don't let it use you. Use your phone to create reminders. Even the phone itself, try and create that as a habit. Whenever I look at that, what am I going to do on this that's going to be productive? What am I going to do that's going to make me better? What's going to create this limitless life that I want? What am I going to do here? When you do that, then the phone becomes a trigger as well. And take small steps. It doesn't matter how small they are. Take small steps. It's powerful. Because it snowballs. You take one little small step and you think, that hasn't done much. But you watch. One little small step creates you, pushes you, motivates you, gets you going. Take another small step, and then another small step, and these steps start to get gradually bigger because you're working towards something else. I can take a step towards here, I can take a step towards here, I can take a step towards here. I can go fitness, exercising, health. I can go business, I can do a little small step there. I can go with my family, I can do it with my wife, my relationships. Whatever that looks like for you. And you start to take many small steps, hundreds of small steps in one day then all of a sudden. Then you look back at the day when you're doing your daily review and you go, damn, I absolutely smashed today. Where could I have done better? Could have I done better? Did I smash it? Celebrate those small wins. Celebrate those little wins. Then write that plan out. Have that plan out again for the next day. Whether it be in your head or written down. Now I hope you could take those action steps, those little triggers, those little strategies, those tactics that you can take those and use those for your own day. Write this stuff down if you need to. I really enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed recording it. I feel like I learned so much when I do these things. So I do want to say thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. It's really helped me. We are now over 10,000 plays, 10,000 listens, which is, it's crazy. That's such a massive amount of listens and plays on this podcast. So I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting and listening in on this episode. And until next time, stay limitless.